This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for taking 15 minutes out of your day to join me here for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We are looking here. This is part two of a sermon I just started yesterday here, something I preached about a month or so ago at Island Community Church. This sermon is entitled Moses and the Name of God. Now, we took about a month or so and looked at the character of Moses. The first sermon in this series was Moses at the burning bush, and then we had communion right afterwards as a looking at the holiness of God. How when you approach God, he told Moses to take his shoes off. God is holy, and he's still holy today. So we're looking at the name of God. The sermon starts in Exodus chapter 3, verse 14 here, when Moses asked God, he said, "All right, Lord, what's your name? When they ask me, who sent me, what should I say to them?" And God said unto Moses, "I am that I am." And he said, "Thus shalt thou say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you." It's a look at what that is. I am is the English verb to be. In the Greek Septuagint, my Greek Old Testament, it says, ego eimi ho on, which meant, I am the being. What an awesome thing. The name of Almighty God. Now we're looking here, starting today in this sermon and in Mondays, how the Lord Jesus applied this name to himself. I am, he says, he said to the Pharisees in John chapter 8, verse 58, he said, before Abraham was, in the original language, he said, prin Abraham genestai ego eimi, which meant before Abraham was, I am. And then the Jews picked up stones to throw at him because he called himself God and they knew it. Now, this is what we're listening to here today. This is part two of this message, Moses and the Name of God. I invite you to come out to Island Community Church Sunday morning at 10:30. We're looking at the persecuted church of Smyrna. Now, enjoy this message now, Moses and the Name of God.
YHVH, they added an E, Yehovah, which then in English, all of those old Latin and Hebrew Ys, they change into J's. Yehovah became Jehovah. As in the name of Jesus, Yeshua. As that gets translated into English, the Y's turn into J. Yehovah, or Yahweh, or Jehovah is the great I am. It means to be. Okay, now with that knowledge, if you would please turn with me to John chapter 8. I want to look at a conversation that took place between Yeshua, that's Jesus, and the Jewish leaders. Let's pick it up in verse 51. We're pretty square on what the word I am means, right? The name I am. I mean, what a feeble, let me also say, that's man's feeble attempt at putting the name of God in our language. I am. Even the name Logos, another name for Jesus, right? You know our word ology. Ology means the study of something, right? Christology, theology, zoology, anything you want. Psychology. Not only is he the study of something, he's the ology. He is the Logos. He is everything. He's. I'm at a loss to describe who he is, what he is, what his name means. The awesome splendor of the person of Jesus Christ. This is why we're here today, friends. We're here to exalt Jesus Christ. That's why we're here. Exalt God, the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I'm trying to do the best that I can. Verse 51 of chapter 8, most assuredly, and I remember in Greek, that's amen, 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 verily, verily, this is the truth, amen, amen, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death. Wow, is he saying that anyone who keeps the commandments of the Lord will never die? This is how the Jews interpreted what he said. Look at verse 52. Then the Jews said to him, now we know you've got a demon. Abraham is dead and the prophets, and yet you say, if anyone keeps my word, he will never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who is dead, and the prophets who were dead? Who do you make yourself out to be? What a great promise, by the way. If anyone keeps my word, he or she will never see death. That is, the second death will have no power over you. You might die once in this world, but I guarantee you, you won't die twice. He who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes will not be hurt by the second death. They might get you once in this world, but not twice. And to those who think the first death kills you and it's all over, if the first death doesn't kill you, why do you think the second one will? Now, here in John 8, things are building up to a huge crescendo. The Lord reveals to the Jews exactly who he is. Verse 54. So Jesus answered, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father who honors me, of whom you say he is your God. Yet you have not known him, but I know him. And if I say I do not know him, then I should be a liar like you. But I do know him and keep his word. Then in verse 56, Jesus floors them with this comment. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day. And he saw it and was glad. So the Lord is saying here that he knows Abraham. Verse 57. Then the Jews said to him, you're not 50 years old. You've seen Abraham? Is this a case of what I like to say, too much linguine? Now, that's the old Esposito joke for too much spicy food before you went to bed sometimes brings vivid dreams. So when I hear all these crazy stories of people, I say to my wife, the laughing joke is either bad linguine or too much linguine. He says the guy who died 2,000 years ago rejoiced to see his day. What do you do with that? Who is the man called Jesus? Verse 58, most assuredly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. Now, in Greek, he says to them, he said, prin Abraham genestai ego eimi. Before Abraham was, I am. Now, knowing what we know now, do you see what Jesus is saying? Do you see who he's claiming to be? The Jews certainly knew it. Look what their response was in verse 59. It says, then, now, New American Standard has therefore, I like that better. Therefore, they took up stones to throw at him. They knew what he was saying. He was calling himself God. Therefore, they took up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. What an incredible statement made by the man named Jesus. He says, before Abraham was, I am. What do you do with Jesus Christ? He either was delusional and quite insane, or he's the Son of God. The evangelist Josh McDowell says he's either a lunatic, liar, or the Son of God. The man named Jesus says he was old enough to have known Abraham 2,000 years earlier. But he's not the only one to make that claim. Micah the prophet, 700 years earlier, said this. He said, "You, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you will come forth to me one to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth are from old, even from everlasting." Now, I've been quoting from the Greek Septuagint a lot. The Greek Septuagint says, "Your goings forth are from all eternity." Now remember, that was written and found in the Dead Sea Scrolls 200 years B.C. I want you to see the significance of this name, I Am. Everyone should go out and get a gavel too. And the next time you're watching on television and some scholar with more degrees than Kellogg's has got cornflakes gets on your TV and says, "Well, we know Jesus never said he was God." But don't throw it at the TV. My job is to teach the word, right? It's always the doctrine of Christ these people corrupt, always. They don't corrupt who Peter is. They don't corrupt who Thomas was. They corrupt the doctrine of Christ, who Jesus is. Now, for the remainder of this message, let's look where the Lord uses this name, I Am, again. We've got seven times, actually. But in these instances, he's going to add something to the end of this. He's going to add something to I Am. All seven of these are found in the Gospel of John. Now, you'll notice I'm on the handout. I've got all the verses there written down. I can give you the name right next to the verse. These are the seven I Am statements. Notice, please, the definite article, the word the, T-H-E, is in all seven of these. The Gospel of John contains seven statements that give us a clear picture of Jesus. It's no accident that he gives us seven. Seven's the number of perfection. These I Am statements go back to our text in Exodus chapter 3, where God reveals himself to Moses as the great I Am. Okay, number one. Next to John 6:35, I am a loaf of bread. No, come on, that's not what it says. I am the bread, not a loaf of bread. He is the bread of life. What happens if you don't eat? This was their food. I am life. I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never, in Greek, two negative words, back to back. There's no exclamation points in the Greek language. The author would put two negative words in a row, meaning the author is being emphatic. And there should be an exclamation point here. I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger. He who believes in me shall never thirst.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.